Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Bright Technologies is the leader in high-density extruders for your wet waste problems. Located in Hopkins, Michigan, USA, Bright has a solution to dewater your sludge. With hundreds of installations worldwide, Bright's extruders have a track record of proven performance and are backed by the best warranty in the industry. You can find them online at sebrightproducts.com. That's sebrightproducts.com. Or give them a call today at 269-793-7183. That's 269-793-7183.
This is NIP Impressions for the week of the 7th of September, 2015. Title: Management is often the solution. Yes, sometimes you need capital. However, capital is not the solution to all problems. I have visited many a shut mill full of fine and usable capital equipment. Some of it had cost a great deal of money not so long before I arrived. Funny story from nearly two decades ago. I was called by an investment fund in a major eastern city. They had made an investment in a MRF, municipal recycling facility, which, at the time they called me, was shut down. It had only been built a couple of years before the call to me. Ironically, it could even be seen from the investment firm's offices high in a skyscraper. It was only about six blocks away. They were wringing their hands. If I remember correctly, they had invested about $15 million in construction of this facility. It was near lunchtime, and I told them I would take a look at it while they went to lunch. We would get together after lunch to discuss my findings. I took a look and came back to their offices. Their first question to me was, "Well, do you think the whole $15 million was invested in it?" They were worried about some sort of fraud during the construction. "Yes, indeed," was my reply. The investment fund managers broke out in big smiles. "But that is not the right question," was my next statement. "Huh? You should have asked me what I thought it was worth now." "Okay, what do you think it's worth now?"
And now let's pause a moment for this commercial message.
Hi, Caleb. I just finished the latest issue of Paper Times 2000. Want to read it?
What for?
Well, here's an article on a new machine startup at Dynamic Paper in Lahti, Finland.
That's old news.
How about an article on a fire at Pleasant Paper in Holyoke, Massachusetts? Seems there are some things here we need to know.
That happened 6 weeks ago. We have already discussed it in my department.
Well, do you remember David Felder, who used to work here? I see he was promoted to a headquarters job at New Zealand Paper Adventures.
Gosh, Shirley, that happened 4 months ago.
Suddenly, I am feeling out of date. How are you so on top of the news, Caleb?
I go to Pappardello Publications. With Nip Impressions, Paper Money, and Pulp and Paper Radio International, I get the news when it happens, not on some publishing schedule.
Really?
Yes. News, analysis, opinion, and insight served up fresh daily on newsletters, websites, internet radio, and via LinkedIn. I can get most of these on my phone. They even have a service called SimulTweet. Pappardello's everywhere.
Wow, how do I sign up?
Just go to nipimpressions.com and click on the To Subscribe button at the top.
Caleb, don't you feel a bit ashamed getting your pulp and paper news electronically?
Shirley, we have to keep up to keep ahead of the competition. I like to think we use paper when it's smart to use. In fact, when people ask me this kind of question about paper use, I direct them to twosides.us. Not related to Pappardello, Two Sides does have the answers on intelligent paper usage today.
Wow, Caleb, I've learned something. Pappardello for the latest news, Two Sides for intelligent paper usage.
If you want to get the news when it is fresh, go to www.nipimpressions.com and click on the To Subscribe button in the top navigation bar. Served up fresh daily. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the conclusion of this week's column.
My reply was, "I think you might be able to get $2 or $3 million for the equipment when you scrap it, and then you'll need to spend another couple of million remediating the site. I don't know for sure on that last part. You'll need to get some environmental experts to tell you what to do." What they had just experienced was a severe management failure at the highest levels. Unfortunately, management failures happen at all levels. Further, we often think we can solve them by buying something. Sometimes, as an alternative to spending money, we think we need to fire someone or perhaps promote someone as a solution too. Often the first thing we should do is simplify what we are doing and see if that is the solution. Things become complicated over time. We pile forms on top of forms, procedures on top of procedures, and we just end up going around in circles. Start where old Jim always tells you to start, the spinning the invoice printer test. If an activity is going on that does not have some link, no matter how faint, to spinning the invoice printer, stop it and kill it dead. When you have exhaustively eliminated the wasted effort that goes into doing nothing, then you can talk about needing capital. Care to relate some management failures? You can do so in our quiz this week. Please take it here. For safety this week, because it is so important, we distill safety issues to simple statements and procedures. We should learn to apply the efficiency of safety management to everything else we do. Be safe, and we will talk next week.
NIP Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2015, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.
Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Fulton Systems is North America's leader in terms of thermocompressor and steam systems installations. Our references in the paper industry includes over 80 years of support, thousands of operating thermocompressors, and hundreds of paper machine rebuilds. Additionally, we provide dryer section performance audits, steam and condensate system design, and consulting services. Give us a call at 770-447-1400 or visit our website at www.fultonsystems.com.
This is NIP Impressions for the week of the 14th of September, 2015. The title, It's Management's Fault. It is always management's fault, for by the very definition, management is in charge. So whether your facility succeeds or fails, makes the best profit in its history, or is handing out notices that it is closing, it's management's fault. Now, sometimes management gets lucky and fate showers it with an undeserved blessing, and sometimes management is blind and doesn't see impending disaster, but either way, management will get the credit or the blame. Now, two mills in which I have worked have been shuttered. The latest one is the mill at Wickliffe, Kentucky. The other one, now only a vacant lot, was in Ripon, Ohio. One could see the end coming for both of them long ago. Ripon was considered a goner when I got there in 1985. It was the butt of jokes within the company. The longtime employees on site had not a clue it was in such a desperate condition and was facing closure at any minute. I was part of a management team that came in it as a last-gasp effort to save it. In fact, it would have already been closed or sold before I arrived had it not represented such a great liability and hit to the bottom line to do so. It was more economical to run it than to take the hit. Question for you. Is your mill in this condition today, but you and your management team are not facing up to reality? Fortunately, I got to watch from a ringside seat while an absolutely brilliant manager turned it around. I'll not mention his name, but he will be the keynote speaker at the Light Green Machine Institute conference in October at Stevens Point, Wisconsin. You might want to check that out and sign up for that conference. What happened at Ripon allowed an undeserving mill to stay open and highly profitable for another 15 years. I learned a tremendous amount from my ringside seat at this turnaround. Wickliffe was another story. Rumors had it that an executive of the company that built the Wickliffe mill was flying over the area one time, perhaps in the 60s, perhaps earlier, and looking down at the confluence of the Ohio-Mississippi River said, "This would be a great place to build a paper mill." Confirmed or not, it makes a great story. Started up in 1970, Wickliffe has reached the age of 45 years and is being retired. One could say that this mill stayed in business this long despite its management. It is surprising that it outlasted a mill which started at nearly the same time and made similar grades, Cortland, Alabama, which International Paper closed several years ago. Ripon was doomed because of poor management decisions dating back to at least the 1950s. These decisions involved labor, investment, and long-term planning. After all, the primary grades at Ripon, coated recycled cartonboard, are still in use. Ripon was just too far gone to attract the investment necessary to make it one of the survivors.
And now let's pause a moment for this message.
Come in.
Hey, Rita. I have some exciting news.
Oh, yeah? What's that, Bob?
You know how we were discussing in last month's meeting the need for better work organization?
Yeah, I remember. I also remember that none of us had any ideas on where to start.
Well, do you remember a few months ago where we had a discussion about steel dryers?
I must forgot about that one. What's the point?
Well, I just discovered that there's a conference in October that we have to attend.
I am so tired of boring conferences. They all seem to be such a waste of time.
This is not your typical conference.
Oh yeah? Tell me more.
This is the Light Green Machine Institute Conference. It is being held at the University of Wisconsin, Stevens Point, on October 20th through the 22nd. Voith will make a presentation on steel dryer cans. A presentation from the Greenpack Mill in Niagara Falls, New York, will discuss the implementation of a high-performance work team model. The keynote speaker will be retired executive Phil Harris, and his topic will be The Simple Life. And that's just some of the exciting things that will be presented. Plus, half the proceeds are being donated to the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point Paper Science Foundation.
Wow, Bob, this does sound exciting. Let's sign up to attend, and ask some other people around the mill if they would like to go as well.
Will do. I cannot wait to attend the Light Green Machine Institute conference.
For more information on our 6th annual Light Green Machine Institute conference, please check out our ads on Nip Impressions. That would be www.nipimpressions.com, or Paper Money. That would be www.globalpapermoney.com. We hope to see you there.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the conclusion of this week's column.
Wycliffe, if management had been extraordinarily prescient, should have probably never been built. The technology that ultimately doomed Wycliffe and Cortland predated the groundbreaking ceremony for these two mills. ARPANET, it was called. It was the precursor to the Internet and was developed in the 60s. However, management can hardly be blamed for not seeing this 50 years in the future, but they can be blamed for another decision made in the late 1980s at this site. In the late 1980s, it was decided to add an off-machine coder at Wycliffe. Good idea up to a point. Make value-added grades. However, the coder was placed in a position where it would line up with a second paper machine if it was ever built. Still not a bad decision. But now comes the really bad decision. The width of that coder was set to be the width of the existing machine, already a narrow, obsolete width. This was the killer, and doomed this mill 25 years ago. It made the second machine at this mill, a machine desperately needed to properly balance the energy and pulp capacity on this site, impossible to build. The grades made at Rittman and Wycliffe and Cortland are still being consumed to this day. However, they've been manufactured in mills with better efficiencies and cost structures than these now shuttered facilities. In shrinking markets, the places where these mills participated, management decisions caught up with them. So for you smug managers of tissue and packaging grade mills, mills and grades that are stable to expanding, I have a question for you. What management mistakes are your favorable markets hiding in your mills? And as a follow-on, what is going on today that could be a prescient hint as to the future of your mills 25 to 30 years out? The manager at Rittman had an oft-repeated statement which I have never forgotten. It is this: from the day your mill opens, it is going out of business. The question is when and how. As managers, our job is to extend that life as long as it makes investment sense. For our quiz this week, we'll ask your opinion about the status of your mill. You may take it online. For safety this week, regardless of your mill's status, and especially if your mill is on hard times, never ever forget to operate in a safe manner. Be safe, and we will talk next week.
Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2015, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.
Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
How's it going, Bill? Or should I say stud?
Very funny.
Really, how's the work on that dryer head going?
We've been trying to take out those three bolts for 2 days. I've had crews working on it around the clock, we've broken wrenches, and must have gone through about a gallon of penetrating oil. And we accidentally hit the dryer shell a number of times. Now I'm going to have to get a metallurgical engineer out here to see if we have done any permanent damage.
So, are you doing this the old-fashioned way, just for fun?
Huh? You got any better ideas, Miss Smarty Pants?
Matter of fact, I do. Ever heard of CBG, metal disintegration and stud removal?
CB what?
CBG, metal disintegration and stud removal.
Who's that?
CBG, metal disintegration and stud removal will take care of those studs and not damage anything else. Heck, the U.S. Navy has used them to repair aircraft carrier decks.
How long does it take?
usually about 2 hours, and the threads in the hole are not damaged.
Well, that's probably nice if you're in the big city, but out here in Hickory Flats, I'll bet they cost a fortune and take forever to get here.
They claim they can be anywhere in the world in 48 hours, and for shutdowns, they can be here on standby for a reasonable fee. I know they've worked in mines in Chile, and just how much has your effort cost so far? Stud. Around-the-clock cruise for 2 days? Lost production of how much? Maybe a damaged dryer shell?
Yeah, you've got a point. How do I get in touch with CB whatchamacallit?
It's CBG Metal Disintegration and Stud Removal. Call them at 1-757-465-0333 or visit them on the web at cbgmaintenance.com. CBGMAINTENANCE.com. Or again, phone them at 1-757-465-0333.
CBG Metal Disintegration and Stud Removal. Now that has a nice ring to it.
This is Nib Impressions for the week of the 21st of September, 2015. Managing the unmanageable. The first thing to do when managing the unmanageable is to be certain of your own direction and purpose. If you are not correct or comfortable in your role, it will be quite difficult to manage others, especially those not correct or comfortable in their role. So by now you know your overarching responsibility is to, quote, spin the invoice printer, end quote, and to do so in a legal, moral, and ethical way. Of course, these are high-sounding terms which must be properly interpreted and adapted to your own unique set of conditions. Just make sure you do a great job of doing this. Your subordinates came to you by one of three routes. You were promoted to be their boss, they transferred into your area of responsibility, or they were hired in from the outside. How you treat them depends somewhat on how you acquire them. If you were dropped in from the outside to take charge and straighten out a mess, isn't there always a mess? You can start with large platitudes and follow up with one-on-one meetings with your direct reports. That is, if it is a large group. If it is a small group, you can meet with each individual one-on-one. However, even if it is a large group, regularly parachute into the ranks and have small group or individual meetings there. In all cases, make sure you behave exactly or better than the standards you are setting for your subordinates.
And now let's pause a moment for this message.
Come in.
Hey, Rita. I have some exciting news.
Oh, yeah? What's that, Bob?
You know how we were discussing in last month's meeting the need for better work organization?
Yeah, I remember. I also remember that none of us had any ideas on where to start.
Well, do you remember a few months ago where we had a discussion about steel dryers?
I must have forgot about that one. What's the point?
Well, I just discovered that there's a conference in October that we have to attend.
I am so tired of boring conferences. They all seem to be such a waste of time.
This is not your typical conference.
Oh yeah? Tell me more.
This is the Light Green Machine Institute Conference. It is being held at the University of Wisconsin, Stevens Point, on October 20th through the 22nd. Voith will make a presentation on steel dryer cans. A presentation from the Greenpack Mill in Niagara Falls, New York, will discuss the implementation of a high-performance work team model. The keynote speaker will be retired executive Phil Harris, and his topic will be The Simple Life. And that's just some of the exciting things that will be presented. Plus, half the proceeds are being donated to the University of Wisconsin Stevens Point Paper Science Foundation.
Wow, Bob, this does sound exciting. Let's sign up to attend, and ask some other people around the mill if they would like to go as well.
Will do. I cannot wait to attend the Light Green Machine Institute conference.
For more information on our 6th Annual Light Green Machine Institute conference, please check out our ads on Nip Impressions. That would be www.nipimpressions.com or Paper Money. That would be www.globalpapermoney.com. We hope to see you there.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the conclusion of this week's column.
Should an employee be transferred into your group, this is a special case. Other managers in large corporations, and small ones too, no doubt, do not give up their best team members. You likely just received damaged goods. Asking this person's former boss a SWOT, S-W-O-T, strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, threats analysis of this person is a waste of time. They are only going to tell you the good stuff. Personal meetings, lots of them, with this person will be needed to perform as get them performing as you want them to perform, if it is possible at all. Unsaid, this person is coming to you with the habits from their previous nest, and they have interpreted their previous nest as living by the guidelines and principles of the corporation for which both of you have worked for some time. Of course, this is not true, and you both know it. That former abode of theirs had its own eccentricities, foibles, and interpretation of the mothership's directives. They are not yours, and the sooner the new person understands this, the better. If they are a hard case, they will keep bringing up how things were done at the other place. I saw this played out one time in a prim and proper engineering office of which I was in charge when I found scrawled on the bathroom wall, quotes, "I don't give a damn how they do it in major Scandinavian capital city." Obviously, one of our locals had headed up to here with an expat's attempt to change us to their way of thinking. When you work for me, you may have input, but eventually you will follow my direction. If you don't persuade me, your way is better. Finally, we have the case of the new hire. The young new hire takes a lot of coaching. The first thing they need to understand is that their employer expects to make a profit on their being in the corporation. In other words, their total cost is expected to be less than what their contribution means to the sales of the company. Young people seem to often have trouble with this. Quote, why should the company make money off of me? End quotes. The real answer is that is the only reason to hire you. If in the long run we cannot make money off of you, why would we hire you? Beyond that, the newbies have all sorts of habits you have to straighten out. And it seems like as time has gone by, or is it just me getting older, the newbies come in more clueless and with more bad habits than ever before. One-on-one coaching by you or someone you trust is the only way to get these folks headed in a path of value to the corporation. Then there is the new hire that has some experience and comes from a different company. These folks come from one of two extremes. From the very valuable, which bring all sorts of new ideas, to the worthless, the clear results of a hiring mistake. The theme through all of this is this. Know your subordinates, work closely with your subordinates. Don't assume anything if you want to build a great team. Sports team management is a good example to follow here. They move people around all the time. They put everyone through the same training and objective setting, no matter where they came from. You should do the same. Have I missed any issues here? Let us know in our quiz this week. You may take it online. For safety this week, not once above did I mention safety training, but you already knew that comes first, right? Be safe, and we will talk next week.
NIP Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2015, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.
Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Did you say Hairmaster?
No, you dimwit. Airmaster.
Caremaster?
No, Airmaster.
Daremaster?
Clean your ears out. I said Airmaster.
Stairmaster?
Oops, don't try that one. It's probably trademarked by someone else. Airmaster.
Ha ha, got you on that one. I said Stairmaster. S-T-A-R-E, Master. Tearmaster?
I'm going to tear you. Airmaster!
Oh, I get it. Airmaster.
Yes, Airmaster.
But what do they do?
Airmaster Aerators, the patented aerator that makes a difference. Over 700 units installed since 1999. Airmaster Aerator.
This is NIP Impressions for the week of the 28th of September, 2015. The title, The Most Difficult Management Task is the Most Rewarding. I have written about this before. It is worth repeating. I am often asked by managers, I can't get, fill in the blank, to do what I want done. Sometimes this statement highlights a training deficit. Sometimes it highlights a personality deficit. Sometimes it is a motivational issue. However, most often it is something else. That manager has not bothered to put themselves in the subordinate's shoes and look at the world from their point of view. When I have written about this before, I've often called the process, turn yourself around. In other venues, I've heard it called, walk a mile in the other person's shoes. whatever you want to call it, if you are having difficulty with an employee, a boss, a customer, or a supplier, spend some time looking at the world from their point of view. Of course, you do not know everything that is affecting them at any point in time, but at least make an effort to visualize it. With new young employees, they may be having trouble adjusting to the full-time work environment, or perhaps they have suddenly found out that work is not what they thought it would be. Older employees may have trouble with spouses, children, co-workers, parents, their health, finances, or who knows what. Someone may have an addiction problem.
And now let's pause a moment for this message.
Hello?
Hey, Pete. This is Jane at Rocky Creek.
Hi, Jane. What's up?
Actually, Pete, I was kind of surprised to find you in your office. I thought your big boiler shutdown was going on.
We got done early. What can I do for you?
That's what I was calling about. Our recovery boiler outage is coming up next quarter, and I was wondering if you had any current experience with outage contractors.
Well, as I said, we got done early, a day early, and under budget. Most importantly, we had a zero safety incident rate.
Wow, who did you use?
RMR Mechanical. They even had time to teach our own maintenance people a thing or two.
That's good to know, Pete. Got their number?
RMR Mechanical. Call us at 770-205-9646 or meet us at rmrmechanical.com.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the conclusion of this week's column.
The point is, everyone wakes up every morning with all sorts of issues from home, at work, whatever. Most of us are fairly good about putting those issues aside and professionally performing our duties. Sometimes, however, these matters overwhelm us. I am not saying you have to allow excuses for non- or subpar performance, but understanding what is going on with a particular individual is half the battle when it comes to getting them to do what you need them to do. Once you know where they are coming from, you can choose to accommodate them, send them to seek help, or plan for their exit. However, you can't do any of these things if you don't understand what is in front and center of their minds. So, the next time you want to say, "I just don't know why Bill will not perform his job," spend at least 15 minutes, maybe longer, going over the clues you have from Bill about what is going on in his life, what his perceptions of the world are, or anything else that lets you into his thinking. Then you could be an effective manager and stop going around in circles. A friend and I were talking about this subject of viewing matters from the other person's perspective the other day. We guess that less than 10% of people are effective at doing this. Don't be part of the other 90%. Join that 10% today. For our quiz this week, we'll ask about your experiences in this area, and you can take it online. For safety this week, we know that safety errors are often caused because people's mind is not on the task at hand. Their non-safety related errors often have the same sources, too. Be safe, and we will talk next week.
NIP Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2015, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.